بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Everyone in this world wishes to keep himself perfect in every way. Whatever profession he takes on, he wants to master the profession. He wants to be perfection. No one is stopping him. Can be perfection in any field, whatever he wants to. But those are temporary things. To live in the world, with all the perfection that you do, you do not know the end result, whether you benefit or not. Man can work very hard, studies everything, but the outcome he does not know, whether he will be successful or not. With all the money that he can spend and the sacrifice that he takes or makes, but he does not know whether it will benefit any other. Many a time a person works very hard. The end result he sees nothing. Had he leave this world, we see nothing. We have to now look at this Namaz that we all gathered today, the Majlis, who take so much of pain, sacrifice, Allah must accept. But the most important thing is to let us perfect ourselves. This perfection is very important. For example, we need namaz, alhamdulillah, in zikr, everything, which is very, very essential, important. But those are things are you called will assist you, but cannot cure you. No matter how much zikr you make, no matter how much Quran you read, no matter how much nafil namaz you read, those will only assist you, but cannot make you a perfect person. For that you have to put yourself into sacrifice. The doctor gives you certain things to give you medication, but that medication can only assist you, to help you. If he tells you do not do this, do not do that. But if you not do all those things, the medication won't help. So likewise, in suluk, the three things again, one is the two things is meet less and talk less. Now, in the past few majlis, we spoke on that. How many of us have exercised in our lives? Did we really put it exercise in our lives? It's obvious that it's a very old habit to change, not easy. But some effort has to be made. Allah Ta'ala is looking at you, that my banda is working towards it. Only one person can change your condition, that Allah Ta'ala. But he must see you doing something. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَادِنَنُ. Allah has said in the Quran, work towards it, then I'll pull you. You have to become the thing that's, you know, in the mother, the milk only comes out of the baby is there. When the baby is there, then the baby will suck the milk. Without that, the milk won't come. Like that, you have to have that initiative in you to show the importance that you're walking towards that. That to not to talk less, not to meet, less. Have you worked towards it or not? Or just it went in a deaf ear and finished? What benefit did you derive? Because the most important thing, we have to progress. You used to progress. Progress means Allah Ta'ala says, man taqarraba. You take one step. You know, he didn't say man dhahaba, man taqarraba. Taqarraba is a word like closeness to Allah. Closeness to Allah. That is something else. Who do not want to become close to Allah Ta'ala? Every one of us who are sitting here want to become close to Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala says, will you take one step close to me? Then I take two steps to it. If you run towards me, I take you in my arms and pull you towards me. And once if Allah pulls you, then what else do you want more than that? So the most important thing is what difference it made with us in the last 2-3 majlises. When we said that meet less and talk less. Because the subject today is futile talks. Futile? Because the hadith, the wonder of Islam is to abstain from futile talks. The hadith of Rasulullah says, One of the most important hadith in the road to suluk is this. The wonders of Islam is to keep away from nonsensical talks. Now, how can you keep away from the nonsensical talks or futile talks? It's a time when you talk less and you meet less. These things all go together. Unfortunately, we find that this is the sickness that most of us are in. We make zikr, we read Quran, we read tawajjud namaz, we do all the good deeds. But sad to see this one, what I'm talking about, the futile talks, is something has crept into our hearts to that extent that we're not prepared to leave it. Until unless you not leave that, it becomes difficult to keep you from haram. All the hard work you can do, but if you not keep away from futile talks and nonsensical talks, then it is very, very difficult for you to keep away from haram. When you become, when a person begins to talk nonsense and begin to talk futile, what it leads him to? It leads him to the person. He knows he has to keep away from something that's doubtful. He tries his level best that is doubtful. No, it's not haram. You're not seeing, we're not talking. We're talking like you want to go to road to Allah Ta'ala. Now, that is a doubtful thing. If a person will do it, he can do it. It's a doubt. But you as a person want to go close to Allah Ta'ala, what you ask is question, I want to keep away from it. You won't ask questions. The moment you ask questions, that means you can go near haram tomorrow. So how important it is, if something is doubtful, you can do it. Like, why is this, what you call, is not haram, futile talk, not haram, it's not mentioned, but futile talk is not good. It is not good. And something that is not good, and you work towards it, and you do not work towards it, where it will lead you to? For a person with anger in him, anger is, to a certain extent, haram. So, if a person got for years anger in him, he cannot think to himself, I got anger, I cannot leave it now. He has to work towards it. Allah Ta'ala will look at you whether you're working towards anger or not. But if you do not work towards at all, what's the benefit? So to keep away from this nonsense, it is so important, very important. Because for sure that is going to lead to harmful. It's harmful, very harmful. The moment you speak, take stock of yourself today, only today. You speak it today for the whole day. And now you began to talk. You spoke at home or you spoke anywhere. Have you taken stock of yourself? I spoke today, what I spoke. If it's something any nonsensical in that. Every kind of jagara and all that takes place because of futile talks. Suluk teaches you a very important thing that whatever you do, ponder. Ponder before. Very important in suluk is you ponder. I'm going to speak now, am I doing right or not? That was the Tani Rahmatullah Alayhi. When a person comes and tells him, Hazrat, Dawi is there though. You mean Tavis, go outside and find out how to talk. Go outside and find out how to talk. You mean Tavis. Now anyone who's present, they'll say, what happened here now? Because that's also futile talks. That's also. Give me Tavis. He goes outside and someone tell him, ask a question like this. Hazrat, give me Tavis for fever. Oh, now you heard it. Because when you go to a shopkeeper, I don't tell him, give me beans. They will give you real beans. You tell him, give me half kilo, okay. Give me that. Then you prepare to, when you go to buy a ticket, you don't say, hey, ticket, give me a ticket, hey, ticket. What do you say? I want a ticket to a certain place. How come then you remember very well? And here you can't speak. So he shows us what we are supposed to, where we thought, how to speak. We do not even know that is called futile talks. So all these things are so important that we come to someone, speak what is necessary. So pondering is very important. The road to Allah Ta'ala, the most important thing is to ponder. Very important.
because it will keep away from all kinds of futile jobs. However, today is really no important at all to it. No important. But then you must understand also the futile talk, there's a limit to it too, there's a boundary there. Now you heard this majlis now, he mustn't talk anything nonsensical talk, now you don't know. There's a boundary to that too. Now if you go to someone's house, I must speak quite completely now. Tell Islam and how you look at his face now. Say, why are you asking me how I am? Why not? Now because he has got no one to guide him. He says no. He wants to become Sufi Sadhana. But does not realize how to become a Sufi Sadhana. But because he knows that there's almost no nonsense. Is that nonsensical now? So Salaamu Alaikum, how are you? Oh, that person is smiling now. Oh, smiling. Why is smiling? Why is smiling? Why he what you want him to cry? The smiling time to smile, cry to cry. In other words, remember, you must know how to talk and what to talk. And how to talk. So every occasion is a way of you to present yourself. You don't become completely dry. So Islam, hey, look at the dry person. So everything has got a way with it. You know, Mahasaji, one day one person came to him there. I was sitting down there. Kya naam hai aapka? This Shaheed. Aap toh zinda hai aap. Now just imagine that was something, a smiling thing. Is that futile now? I was the only one sitting there with Haji. Shaheed, tum zinda ho aap. And Haji just smiled. So what I'm saying is we must know how to behave, how to carry on. Not to feel hurt, to be hurt people's heart and all. And do not say things that hurt them. There is nothing more greater in the eyes of Allah than a heart that is completely pure. That heart that is completely pure, there's nothing more greater than that. Only in that heart Allah goes in. So how important is it to keep people's heart? How important? To keep people's heart is very important. And it is very difficult. Because you've got old habits in you now. But if you work towards it, it's important. Keep a person's heart. He came and spoke to you too. Even he spoke to you in any manner, but you keep his heart. So like this, look at it, very keeping away from people, futile. That's why when we go through any hardship or difficulties, then we begin to utter those things which is we are not supposed to utter. When you go to some difficulty and hardship at that time, because of your habit of speaking out of turn, you begin to utter those things you're not supposed to utter. When the time when you're supposed to be suffered, you cannot be suffered also. You cannot be patient. And the reason for that is because of futile thoughts. That's why, you know, the pious people, they are so particular. That one day, you know, one Buzuk asked, he went to see his friend. And he knocked at the door and said, Assalamu alaikum. He's not here. But he's gone to the doctor. He made a mistake. He asked, what is wrong? He had a boil in the wrong place. Now just imagine, for that he regretted all his life why he spoke that. You can get taklif from us. Allahu Akbar. See, these are things which we do not show importance to. We don't show importance, we show no importance. Even at the wife at home, to keep her heart. You know, I always say, keep her heart. She can tell the most funniest thing. But you must keep your, I tell you, prepare yourself, keep her heart. The reason why you have to keep your heart, because she has sacrificed everything for you. What she did not do for you? She left her friends, mother, sister, friend, all the best she left. You keep her heart. Keep your parents' heart. Keep people's heart. I can't remember my husband any time doing something to hurt anyone. Never. That's a quality you must have in us. So that Buzruk, you know, regretted for why did I ask this question. then why, where, what's wrong with him, what sickness he got in him? So one Buzruk at one time, he committed, asked one question, and that was futile. For 30 years he was crying, Ya Allah, why I made that mistake? Things that are not even haram, there be so much precaution and cries. Things haram, what will you do? Hadha Ma'abiyah radiallahu anhu, when he missed that tahajjud namaz, what became his condition? He cried the whole day. If he had to miss one first namaz, what was his condition? This is what I'm trying to say. That we cannot even compare ourselves, putting ourselves in right in these kind of problems. Allah. And if he has to see them, see. So what happened? We must not compare ourselves with the Buzruks. They were in a different condition in the body. They've gone through the mill. Now if you see a Buzruk talking a lot, hey, you have been talking too much. He's talking so much, but he knows when to talk and not to talk. Because he's so close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at that time too. He made sure that he knows exactly where to put a full stop. Because he's all at that time also, he is completely indoored with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But you see him like that, you know, when you see you see rice you get to. Sweet rice, white rice, put together. For sugar too, you save them together. But you can see together, but if you see two people like that, you think they are saying, the namaz with you together. Hey, my namaz. Don't compare your namaz, that person's namaz. He is na arsh, na farsh. He is na arsh. He is round far. So likewise here too, when you see them talking, when you see them talking a lot, when you see them joking, do not feel like, why I must also joke that? Like one Buzruk, you know, he's walking past with his murid, when some fire was there, he don't know what happened. He was walking, he saw one small girl, that was his daughter or his niece. He kissed the daughter. So this murid also kissed. Buzruk, one thing, they put you right on the spot. Islam, walking front, the blacksmith shop was there, fire there. The Buzruk went and kissed that fire too. Now this motor look which fire. Well, he had the means of to increase the fire too. You must become like that too. So likewise, you thinking he is like that talking, do not think you are like that too. Because you haven't become like that. So the most important thing in this month is whatever they do not oppose it. If they are talking while they are talking, Hazrat Thani Rahmatullahi, Hazrat Hajim Dandur Rahman told him, when the time Madi is taking place, you must make tawad, you must put your mind attention toward my mind, toward my batin. What he told him? While the Madi is taking place, you must draw attention toward my batin. Why did he tell him that? He said, because at that time, to remember, we are with Allah Ta'ala. We are with. They do not become absent when they remember Allah for 1 second too. If they are talking to people too, they are talking, but inside they are with Allah Ta'ala all the time. So just imagine what kind of condition that would be. So when they are talking, they are not talking futile. When they are smiling, they are not smiling. You see, everything, the effect from inside the outside. But we have to be very careful. We have to be very careful. If you want to become close to Allah Ta'ala, if you want to become close to Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he says that the wonderful, one of the most important act in Islam is to keep away from futile thoughts. Be very conscious. You have to become conscious. In this, become conscious. Not for one day. You have to work also. You have to be conscious. I must speak what I'm supposed to speak. So we cannot leave their boundaries. Their boundaries are something else, our boundaries are something else. So we have to know this much. Zulmiya, that one day, you know, Mona Badr Alam Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, was in the company of Hadith Dadar Rahman. And they spoke for long. This is a lesson for all of us. Sometimes, you know, a person comes to you speaking about, especially an alim, Someone can ask him a question in Islam, and there is three talking. And what happens? He takes some of your extra time. He says, look, I'm sorry, I took your extra time. So what Hadith Sahib said? To carry tasbih only ibadat. Carry tasbih only ibadat. Just to listen to you also talk your deen, that's also ibadat too. Todo ibadat. To keep a mu'min's heart is also ibadat too, as long as don't commit a sin. As long as you do. In that time, like you know, Hazrat to tell us, when you're holding a horse's hair, you must be able to know the horse wants you to keep him happy at that time. You won't know how to do it. You don't do it, don't do it. Likewise, you know, at the occasion of that time, that person wants me to talk to him. Let me talk to him that they will keep him happy. Then you must do it. You must. Bhai hamara batin us waqt bhi zikr mein ho raha hai. This is his word, he said. He said, was the Tajita, Tamira. The time when he said to him, a Kamis, one Hadith Sahib said to him, that we talk in a majlis at that time, you keep your attention towards our internal. Tawajjuh, that's very important, that's why teaching us also that when we listen to majlis, we have to put tawajjuh, concentration. Asking yourself, I've got this in me or not. If I haven't got it in me, let me wash it. Let me put it into my life. And remember one thing, when a majlis is taking place, do not look at the next person. Think to yourself, I am the guilty one. And if you got something that got good quality in you, oh Allah, I thank you so much. While you're sitting here, you got those qualities, you say, Alhamdulillah, Allah, I thank you, gave me that quality. Oh Allah, do not take it away from you. The person who become more close to Allah Ta'ala, they have the fear all the time that whatever I've got, it must not be taken away. That I do not know, it must not be taken away, because the fear must be taken away. Once your pride comes in you, that because you think you got all those things in you, pride comes. And that's the time that Allah Ta'ala takes it away from you. That's why you find many a time people doing good deeds too. Good deeds. But because they began to look down at someone, because they look down at someone, because of that Allah Ta'ala showed them, then why did you say look down at them? What have you got the right to look down at this? You have no right. Sometimes a sheikh would tell a murid, you don't do make zikr now, go for a holiday now. No, you think why can you go for holiday? But he knows what is good for you. You know, one very big buzrug, he got into one condition. The Tamir Rahman told him, and he was the Khalifa of the Gangohi Rahmatullahi. And yet, he was very close to the Tamir Rahman. And he got into one condition that it became very difficult to come out of it. That's why you have to know the condition of it. So the Tamir Rahman, you leave everything and go for a ride. Go and look around. Go to the country, he's going to look stranger there. The moment he went there and changed, he became a different person. So everyone's condition is different. You cannot treat everyone the day alike. One person, other time, Gongo said, stop making zikr. He said, why must we stop making zikr? I'm enjoying it here. I'm seeing so many different colors in my life. You see, that he thought, not Jibreel, I'm going to come there. But the Gongoi told him straight, stop it. That's why how important to have a sheikh and have a trust on a sheikh too. If he tells you don't do it, don't do it. But what did he do? He began to continue. He became insane. He became insane. So to listen to your sheikh is very important. Like one person, he was writing very bad things about the Thani Rahmatullah Alayhi. Oh, what you're saying, he lost his eyesight. So he wrote to Hazrat Tamir Rahman, said, Hazrat, you know what, I'm sure that because I'm speaking against you in this manner, rest of it, that's why I'm losing my eyesight. Look at Hazrat Tamir, what he told him, that is what you call a sheikh, Yaq Ibrahim. What he said? No, if you and I, I'm someone now. If you and I want to write to you, I spoke bad about you now, I'm losing my eyesight, I'm a Guzub now. But you clear, Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Alayhi says, yeh kai wehm hai. I'm making dua for you, Allah must put you your eyesight again. And he got the eyesight back. He wrote to Hazrat Thani, Hazrat eyesight became back because of your duas. Yeh bhi ek wehm hai. Maulana, you must be so conscious of putting your Islah right continuously 24 hours. The road to Allah is 24 hours right to Hatta Ya'tiyak al Yaqeen. Every moment of yours you must know is Islah. If you prepare to make Islah, that means you must forget people be praising you. Maharashid Bungoi Rahmatullah Alayhi, he should feel, you know, I've read that one Java reading of the Khalifas of Hazrat Hajim Dagwar. The two things he told them, that keep yourself far from everyone. Far from means far from praises. Far from? Do not expect anyone to praise you. The moment you want, you got anyone praising you, you got in problems, in danger. Dur. You know dur? Why is praising me? Oh, what's it? That condition must come into us too. That whatever we're doing for the sake of Allah, Ta'ala, we want His praise, we don't want else. So these conditions come into us, which we have to bring to us. And this can only come into us when we keep away from futile talks. If you do not know, futile talks is very sad. Especially at home too, when she talks nonsense too, you must keep away from it. Not increase the thing. Among the friends too, as far as possible, anyone nonsense they talk, walk away from them. Walk away. And if you cannot walk away in your heart of what feel hurt about it, and make it stay far all the time. Mahazat told us once, then in a condition where you are now is difficult to come out of the position. At that time feel hurt in your heart and make istighfar all the time. But do not be happy about it and try to move. So we take these things as not part of deen. This is very important for deen. Very important. So that's why it's important that we have to at all times to make sure that we keep away from people, meet less, talk less. Meet later and at home. That's why when we leave Jalalabad, apne ghar ko ab khanqah-e hukmi bana do. Make your house khanqah-e hukmi. Haqiqi was there, we sat in the khanqah, we spent the pen Mudazaji all the time. Alhamdulillah, we spent. We say, ab ghar ko khanqah-e hukmi bana do. Now is the test for you. When you're in the four walls there, you are not talking to anyone. Anyone you reported, you not make sure you not know futile talk. You make sure you control your eyes. You make sure you control your tongue, everything. Now when you go back home, khanqah. Are you doing the same thing at home or not? If you're not going to do the same thing at home, then what have you derived? So this majlis is not a small majlis. If you continue to think what is this majlis, it's an important majlis to show us how important it is to keep away from nonsense and talks. The moment you must keep your mind in that person talking, what is he talking? That's why Allah Ta'ala loves that person who ponders. Ponder before you talk. In the pondering, the good thing that comes out of it, you know what you're talking. Allah Ta'ala is Amal Kari Tawfiq Basim Wa Akhuda Wa Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alamin Wa La Akhuda Bil Salam Allah Ta'ala Alayhi Wa Ala Alayhi Wa Sahbihi Ajma. اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها وأجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب القبر والآخرة. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. فاطر السماوات والأرض أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة. توفني مسلما في الصالحين. صلى الله تعالى على قول سيدنا محمد رحمة الله.